With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says tariffs on Canada and Mexico will start next Tuesday. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After some confusion about when tariffs may be imposed, the president says they are on track for next week. He writes on social media that the U.S. will also double the 10% universal tariff charged on imports from China. The president says illicit drugs such as fentanyl are being smuggled into the United States at unacceptable levels. The auto sector especially is bracing for the potential economic fallout. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Many of those anti-Doge demonstrations greeting Republican lawmakers last week were organized by left-wing groups, reports in a Daily Wire indicating some of those protests paid for by George Soros. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer extending a state visit invitation to President Trump today on behalf of King Charles. Mr. Trump did accept the invitation. The two right now going through another long press conference. Also at srnnews.com, President Trump getting a temporary reprieve from the U.S. Supreme Court over a lower court's order to repay some $2 billion to USAID. Ben Thomas reports.
Chief Justice John Roberts saying the court needs a chance to weigh in more fully. The lower court ruling came after nonprofit groups and businesses filed a lawsuit challenging the administration's aid freeze. That followed one of President Trump's executive orders targeting what he called wasteful programs. The Trump administration says it's eliminating more than 90% of USAID's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall U.S. assistance around the world. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, after being in the green most of the day, the Dow now off more than 100 points. This is SRN News. The fires in and around Los Angeles are gone, but certainly not forgotten.
While the news cycle has moved on, thousands of city residents have not. They're still plumbing the burned wreckage of their homes for the pieces of their lives that survived. And Samaritan's Purse is lending a hand. The giant Christian relief agency continues to work the fire zone and recruit volunteers. The ministry says, quote, homeowners in Pacific Palisades and Pasadena want assistance with recovery of belongings. More than 30 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pepsi, the latest corporation to abandon its DEI programs under pressure from a lot of customers. The CEO indicating the company will no longer promote the LGBT agenda, which will instead align its sponsorships with a number of events as well as groups that, in his words, quote, promote business growth. This is SRN News. A woman has been charged in a vandalism spree targeting a Tesla dealership in Colorado.
She's accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at vehicles, spray painting the words Nazi cars on the building, and issuing a message that appeared to be directed against Tesla founder Elon Musk, who's been facing threats since aligning himself with President Trump. The suspect arrested in Loveland after allegedly returning to the dealership with additional incendiary devices and materials used in vandalism. Rich Thomason reporting.
New York City marking the anniversary of the 1993 bombing at the old World Trade Center when Islamic extremists first attempted to bring down the Twin Towers. Six people did die in that blast. Dozens were hurt. Relatives of the victims gathering on the Trade Center's Memorial Plaza yesterday to lay flowers and to read the names of their lost loved ones. More details at srnnews.com.